You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
It is The Rob Carson Show. It's Tuesday. And by the way, it's been known for a very long time as Taco Tuesday. But I just get word from the White House, it's Transgender Day of Tacos is what it is. They're going to change it to the Transgender Day of Tacos. So you can have tacos, but you have to identify as the opposite sex or something like that. Anyway, welcome, welcome to the show. Maybe every holiday has to be named after the LGBTQIA plus 2 plus 4, 8, 9, 10, G, L, B, F, F, whatever. it's just so stupid. We live in an upside world, upside down world. I really do hope, and I do believe we are on the right track. I think people have programmed the word common sense into their mental GPS, and they are steering away from nonsense. We may take a couple wrong turns in the meantime. They may steer us off a bridge if we're not careful, but we're on the way. We're on the way back to common sense. Oh, this is a bummer. This is a real bummer because the female Jesus apparently cannot beat Donald Trump. Michelle Obama trails former President Trump by the same margin President Joe Biden trails him in a hypothetical general election matchup. She was going to come in there and she was going to save the day. You know why? Because she checks a couple boxes, maybe three. The third one we're kind of questionable about. She has got some big arms, but we're still kind of on the fence on the third box. But we know we got black, we know we got woman. And then we got the third box over here that we don't know, but apparently the box checking isn't working, and even though she's Oprah's best buddy and everything, and she's super duper popular and all that, and doesn't care about kids in Chicago, and pretty much is an elitist who really, makes a lot of money selling books, and then wins Emmys for reading them out loud, or Grammys for reading them out loud. She's not popular enough, apparently. She was the Lady Jesus, but it ain't gonna work, apparently. Yeah, so anyway, JL Partners in the Daily Mail published shows that 47% of the likely voter respondents would back Trump, with Michelle Obama coming in at 44. The margin is identical to the 3-point margin between Trump and Biden, which in other words means that Donald Trump is ahead by 13 points, because polls are always favoring Democrats before a presidential election. And generally, if a Republican is leading by just a couple, you can add another 10 to it. There you go. A lot of things are going on. I've been thinking about this because every day I have to look at the day's headlines and leverage which need to be talked about today, and some that others cover, I don't cover at all. Because every day we are given a litany of things to be outraged about. Now, all of the nonsense that we are facing today, all of the items that are nonsensical, CRT in schools, transgendered children, all this, those are real. But they're there also not only to, you know, destroy a generation of children, but also to really mess us up, to really confuse us, to take our eyes off the ball. This is why I say you need to be as focused as the founders. You need to be as focused on the founders. Number one in your mind, save the Republic as founded. There you go. There you go. And realize there are people who want to destroy the country. There. So focus on that. They're going to throw all these other superfluous things at you, and nonsensical things at you, reasons to be outraged. Transgender Day of visibility was Easter. That was a targeted surgical strike against Christians. It was. It really, really was. It was meant to outrage and concern you and focus you on that for a few days, and then you move on to another outrage. Now, it's real, don't get me wrong, and trust me, the O'Biden administration, it's purposeful, okay? I was looking last night, and you know that March 31st, Easter happens on that date all the time. I put several examples on Twitter, and it's going to happen infinity throughout, you know, the rest of the history of the universe, as long as you keep the Christian calendar, it's going to happen forever. That March 31st will be Easter. And, you know, that proves to me that they knew exactly what they were doing when they named it the 31st of March. They didn't do it on, my friend Chris Plant says, why not Juneteenth? How well do you suppose? How about Cinco de Mayo? How about Cinco de Mayo? You could do it on Halloween, but then it would just be one costume. It would, you know, it's no, I'm not Dracula, I'm Dragula. You know, that kind of thing. But they knew it. They knew it, and then they played it up this year. They made it like the first, Joe Biden literally, it was, oh, we are so grateful for Transgender Day of Visibility. And then later in the day, it's like, oh, yeah, and Easter. Don't forget the Easter Bunny died for our sins. And then the people are like, no, Joe, that's not right. But it's all meant to confuse you, to distract you from the real thing. Like, okay, I use this analogy. The other day, my son and I, my family watched the third Die Hard movie. It's Die Hard with a Vengeance. Jeremy Irons is the bad guy. His name is Simon, and he distracts the entire police department of New York City with these nonsensical rhymes and riddles, and then takes the most powerful man who could stop the destruction of the city, that being Bruce Willis, and keeps him tied up over here, like maybe in court. You know, maybe like with some faux indictments or something, all right? In the meantime, Jeremy Irons and his crew are going after the big, the big tuna, the silver tuna over here, the Federal Reserve. So they're using the similar tactics. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the husband of Michelle Obama actually said this about that years ago.
I don't want a continuation of Bush-Cheney. I don't want Bush-Cheney light. I want a fundamental change.
Well, it's not surprising then that they get better. They claim to guns or religion or antipathy towards people who aren't like them.
You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage.
Yeah.
You just have to raise enough questions,
gotcha.
Spread enough dirt,
yes.
Plant enough conspiracy theorizing
that
citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
Thanks for joining me today. Have a great day, and I'll see you next tomorrow. I could drop the mic, but I'm not going to. Yesterday, it was funny because it was April Fool's Day, and I did not. I went the entire day without doing an April Fool's joke. Seriously. However, at least four times I was accused of doing an April Fool's joke. And that's how difficult it is to separate reality from fiction today. I mean, really, it was, and it wasn't even like the jokey stuff. It was like, I'd say something about something in the news. Oh, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm like, no, it's real. So literally, Democrats and the radical left, they've taken the fun out of April Fool's Day because you can't believe you can't tell fiction from reality at this point. And I guess if you listen to the words of Barack Obama, that is by design, isn't it? Yeah, it's kind of by design. You know what else Barack Obama said?
Understand, it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise.
We already got that, but there's another part here.
Knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term?
Yeah.
And I used to say, you know what? If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, you would be fine with it. It's kind of weird how it was almost prophetic that he said that, you know. And you know what else is kind of weird? The FBI has been going after people for their purchases with Bank of America and Cabela's and Bass Pro, and they've been going after those two because of guns, and they've been looking up keywords like Bible and MAGA.
I don't want a continuation of Bush-Cheney. I don't want Bush-Cheney light. I want a fundamental change.
Well, it's not surprising then that they get better. They claim to guns or religion or antipathy toward people who aren't like them.
Yeah, yeah, kind of cling to guns and religion and all that, and you know, there's that, and then there's also this. Joe Biden, he put in this EV mandate, and nobody wants to buy these crappy electric cars, and inflation is so high that even though you're making a lot more money, you don't have enough to eat.
We can't drive our SUVs and, you know, eat as much as we want and keep our homes on, you know, 72 degrees at all times.
Weird.
Whether we're living in a desert or we're living in the tundra. And then just expect that every other country is going to say, okay, you know, you guys go ahead and keep on using 25% of the world's energy, even though you only account for 3% of the population, and we'll be fine. Don't worry about us.
Yeah, I think you understand why I slipped up there and accidentally said the Obama administration, right? Yeah. Well, I guess Black Jesus... Michelle Obama isn't gonna run after all. Here's Barack.
Michelle, do tell. They say that you might run for president. That would be swell.
Jim Gossett.
Cause Joe must go. If we removed him, he wouldn't even know. He wouldn't know. We need you. We need you. We need you. Joe Biden cannot win. And it would be a sin for Trump to repair all the damage that we have done. Announce. You must pounce or sit back and watch Biden get trounced. He will get trounced by Michelle.
There you go. That is Jim Gossett. Michelle, yeah, everybody thought she was going to ride in on a white horse like Beyonce on her new album cover, and not so much, apparently, because everybody knows that she's a spoiled, entitled little brat who's never done anything in her life and has a massive chip on her shoulder and wasn't proud of America until her hubby ran for president. So, yeah, because she's an elitist, and everybody gets it. Even people who the Democrat Party feels like they can snow pretty easily, they even realize that, the Democrat Party is just awful, just absolutely awful, and pretty much evil, pretty much evil. Yeah. I was just reading this proclamation from Sunday from Joseph R. Biden Jr., who's our president, although he doesn't maybe know it. You got to remind him every day. It's like that movie, 50 First Dates. My wife loves that movie. She always cries her eyes out. But every day it's like, whoa, 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 hold on. You're my girlfriend? Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution, it sounds like a wedding, vested in me, declare, now you may kiss Michelle Obama. Anyway, by the Constitution of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024. March 21st, 2024, Easter. As the Transgender Day of Visibility, I call upon all Americans to join us, lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity, which really, you ought to be more concerned about all the Jews being attacked, to be quite honest, transgender or not. So this happened Sunday, and yesterday Joe Biden was reminded of that, and he did not remember it.
Mr. President, what does Easter mean to you, sir? Sir, what does Easter mean to you?
Act of forgiveness and people getting together, women of love, no phonies. Be straight with you.
And Mr. Speaker Johnson the other day said you, sir. Speaker Johnson said you betrayed the tenet of Easter by proclaiming Sunday, Easter Sunday, as Transgender Day. He called it outrageous and abhorrent. What do you say to Speaker Johnson?
He's thoroughly uninformed.
Uninformed how?
I didn't do that. Okay, so, well, you know, he says the same thing about the open border, so is that a big surprise? Is that a big surprise? Yeah, he said he didn't do that, which is kind of like the classified documents case. Either he is completely incompetent or he knows exactly what he's doing and needs to be removed from office. I've got much more audio on this, much more coming up on the show, 800-922-6680. This is a Transgendered Taco Tuesday with the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
God bless you all. Enjoy the day. And I'm coming down to do that Easter egg roll in just a minute. Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, buddy.
Yeah, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. They're, I guess that's maybe a Massachusetts thing or something. Not even sure. There's your president, who is of sound mind and body, and Joe Scarborough says that he is in the best mental shape that he's ever been in his entire life. If you consider the starting point to be a persistent vegetative state, he's doing a great job. So the Trans Day of Visibility became Easter, or Easter became the Trans Day of Visibility this weekend, igniting the ire of Christians everywhere. And it wasn't really just the ire. It was just the, I'm pretty much freaking done with this bullcrap wing of the Christian faith. Pretty much done with the insults and the nonsense and the crap and St. Patrick's Cathedral being interrupted on Easter Sunday, but a bunch of leftist terrorist-supporting, Hamas-supporting buffoons and all of that. And, you know, we're getting a little tired of Joe Biden going after CRT parents and traditional Catholics and all of that. And I think that we're kind of done with it, to be quite honest. And I would venture to say also that Donald Trump said you cannot be a Jew in good standing and vote Democrat, or at least this Democrat Party. I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, pretty much you can't be a Christian either, because they would pull this kind of crap on you on the most sacred day. Other than Christmas, most sacred day of the Christian calendar. So Joe says that he didn't do it. He did not do it. Oddly enough, the media, probably on marching orders from the White House, because this is what they do, they rip and read for the White House, they were completely down with completely usurping Easter for this new holiday.
Today on Trans Day of Visibility, we celebrate the trans individuals in our communities and recognize their struggles for recognition and increasingly survival.
From all of us here at the Department of Education, happy Trans Day of Visibility.
Each year on March 31st, we celebrate transgender Americans and all that they have accomplished. Happy Transgender Day of Visibility.
You know, they can't be trying to appeal to votes here, because the transgender community is very small. Christians don't really care too much about people being transgender or whatever. You know, they don't. They just get a little bit mad when you start demanding a bunch of stupid pronouns and then, you know, forcing them to believe different stuff, right? So I think they're just trying to piss people off. I think they're trying. This is another way to divide us. This yesterday, Sunday, was a surgical strike against Christians. It was meant to divide us, distract us, and that way we could become the target. We become the haters, right? We're the haters. Now, even though Joe Biden officially named it as President of the United States, I read you the proclamation, Corinne Jean-Pierre, she said this was all misinformation, all misinformation.
A day of visibility. The White House said that the president wouldn't abuse his faith for political purposes. Does the president think that's what Republicans are doing?
I mean, look, just a couple of things. And really, so surprised by the misinformation
really?
That's been out there
no.
around this. And I want to be very clear. Every year for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked. And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays, right? Every year.
And did you realize that even when they built Stonehenge, the people who built, or aliens, could be Bigfoot, they knew exactly where the sun was going to be and what day it was going to be forever. They understood the rotation of the earth and all of that stuff. So the idiots who came up with this transgender day and decided to make it March 31st knew that it's happened on Easter and knew that it was going to happen on Easter years to come. So don't act like, oh my God, it's a big surprise. Yeah. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account.
Said you betrayed the tenet of Easter by proclaiming Sunday, Easter Sunday, as Transgender Day. He called it outrageous and abhorrent. What do you say to Speaker Johnson?
He's thoroughly uninformed.
Uninformed how?
I didn't do that.
Wait a minute. He said that didn't happen. He said he didn't do it. So, which raises the question, yes, either he's not being honest with the public, or he really didn't know what was going on. And so my question would be, who's running?
Which is the exact same dynamic of his classified documents investigation.
The presidency. Is it a bunch of a woke 20-something-year-old White House staffers who just put out this drivel whenever they want? So I don't know who's in charge. The fact that he's not owning up to it, I don't. Either way, it's bad. Either he's not being honest, or he really didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, there you go. So the same goes with the classified documents investigation by Robert Hur. Yeah, either he's completely incompetent, or he knew exactly what he was doing. Oh, by the way, today it was formerly known as Taco Tuesday. It is the day of transgender taco visibility. So if you go to, Taco Bell, you might dress as the opposite gender. I don't even know. Maybe just identify as the opposite gender at the drive-thru. But whatever, it is the day of transgender taco visibility is now what Taco Tuesday officially is. So from here on out, just wanted you to know. So there's a thing that I call virtual squatting. It's when scammers get a hold of your deed. They transfer your deed. They transfer your home ownership of the property to them. If you think that it can happen by somebody moving into your home while you're out and then takes years for you to get them out, like New York City, it is happening there. It certainly can happen virtually. In fact, I would venture to say it might even be easier at some point. Greg Bugage bought a parcel of land in Fairfield, Connecticut from a man who claimed to be the owner. Bugage and his partner started working on a 4,000-square-foot home they planned to sell, but it turned out the real property owner was in Long Island, a doctor who only found out about the fraud when someone told him that he was building a house on his land. Now the case is tied up in court. Yeah. How would that feel if it was you? Well, it'd be pretty hard because you probably can't afford all those legal bills. So if you've got a property and you want to find out if somebody's doing the same thing or already has done the same thing to your property or your land, you can sign up at Home Title Lock. You can get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. That's all you need to do. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson, to avoid all of those headaches. We'll do a little bit more on the transgender Taco Tuesday, Easter, whatever the hell. That was Ron DeSantis, of course, making fun of Joe Biden and his denial of Transgender Taco Day. I get a little confused. Here's Dr. Michael Savage last night with Carl Higbee. He is a Jewish man talking about the absurdity of making Easter into the transgender day of visibility.
This is mass hysteria combined with dementia, combined with political errors. By the way, the good news here is that the Democrats are making one error after another. What they did here was alienate every Christian in the country by what they did yesterday. And no matter how they use that freak press secretary to try to cover it up, they're telling us we don't know how to read a calendar. Did you hear our arrogance? Those of you who know how to read a calendar will understand this. No, we don't understand this. You took a sacred holiday, the most sacred Christian.
They did it on purpose.
Christian holiday next to Christmas. And what you did was you had your POTUS stand up there and say, we're celebrating transgender activities today. So that's what actually happened. Now, the question is, how did this suddenly come about? What they are doing now was considered a medical crime in the 1960s to do this to children.
Oh, yeah.
This transition surgery and such, Carl. Mm-hmm. We don't have the time for all of this, but the monsters behind the trans movement would have you believe that any teen who believes he or she is born in the wrong body should have their body surgically mutilated. This is a psychopathic mass hysteria combined 100%. With an evil I've never seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to know that Biden had the sociopathy to do such a thing. That's why he's the president. They needed someone who was mentally infirmed and had the sociopathy to do all of the awful things that he's done to the country. And Michael Savage just explained it. Heck, even Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to dead name Bruce Jenner, but I think somewhere I've still got a cereal box with his face on it, crossing the finish line to win the Olympic decathlon as a man.
Problem with this whole thing is this proclamation. President Biden never should have done it. To be honest with you, if he just said nothing, he would have been fine. But I firmly believe that the left, they constantly look at the media and how they can manipulate things. And it's a shame. I mean, here Joe Biden's supposed to be a devout Christian, a devout Catholic. And to be honest with you, what he did is really flip the middle finger at all people of religion. Even the D.C. Archbishop on this weekend on Face the Nation called him a cafeteria Catholic, meaning he uses religion when it's convenient for him, and that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Democrats do. That's what Democrats do. They, they get up, they'll show up at a pulpit in the church, and they'll speak in front of a group of people, and they will politicize it and all that, and then they say that you can't be bringing religion into politics. It's just so stupid. It really is so stupid. James Carville, who's wrong about everything, even wrote a book talking about how Democrats were going to be in power for 40 years, literally months before Barack Obama lost both houses of Congress. He says this was all an accident.
Well, honestly, y'all,
this is y'all and Cajun accident, yeehaw.
It's profoundly stupid. As if Biden even knew it was Transgender Awareness Day. By the way, Biden goes to Mass and Communion every week, as you well know. You couldn't find Trump and him inside of a church anyway. I really think this is utterly absurd. I don't think anybody knows.
It's not about having your butt in a pew.
White House was aware of this, as you point out. It's a constant day. It's on March 31st. And I don't know anywhere in Trump's Bible where Jesus tells me to hate trans people.
No, we don't hate trans people. We just don't want little boys to be put on puberty blockers and little girls also, and little girls have their breasts removed before they've even gone through puberty, and little boys have their penises cut off to be lifelong asexual eunuchs. Other than that,
gay people, any other people. I just think this...
Nice try, though. And
of course, they're unfortunately, there are like 120 policemen killed a year in the United States. It's terrible. But to say, and he had a fundraiser that was scheduled for God knows how long ago, I just think that we have false equivalency and nitpicking.
No, we don't. We don't. We actually all get it. We all understand exactly where the Democrat Party is. And I said this yesterday. Why do you suppose Joe Biden would be so tone deaf to the people of East Palestine, Ohio? Why do you suppose Joe Biden would be so tone deaf to all of the parents who have lost kids to fentanyl poisonings? Why are there no PSAs about fentanyl? This is your brain on fentanyl, all of that stuff. Why do you suppose Joe Biden has said nothing about Lahaina in Hawaii? Why do you suppose Joe Biden says that, oh, no, the economy is fantastic as people are falling further and further behind? It's because the people's suffering does not impact the donations to his party. It does also not impact the vote machine that they have going, including the most recent a presidential order that basically takes your money and pays government departments, everybody from housing and urban development to the HHS, to register people to vote. And then you got the four indictments of Donald Trump. So you're not even part of the equation with this election. You don't matter because you are, they've already moved on. All right. They broke up with you. You just didn't even know about it. You know, it's like that book from years ago. My wife read it. It was, he's just not into that yet, into you anymore, whatever the hell it was. It was right around the sign of the 50 Shades of Grey. That got a little weird, too. But there was a book called He's Just Not That Into You. Well, that's the Democrat Party. They've already moved on. They got a relationship with a whole bunch of illegals coming across the southern border, 10 million of them. And they've already broken up. You just don't know it. You didn't even get a text. You didn't even get a text. Unbelievable. Here's Steve Bannon, though, and I great respect for Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, and I said this yesterday, actually, all of the events of the last 5 days exemplify us versus them. It's the perfect distillation. I've been saying for years, we are living a tale of two cities. We have a bourgeois, we have a proletariat. The bourgeois lives in Washington, D.C. They feast on foie gras, which is quite delicious. And for those of you who don't know, goose liver, fantastic, while we eat the crumbs. And now we have a Bastille in Washington, D.C., filled with Jan 6 prisoners, many of them in prison for 1,200 days without a trial. You see, this isn't going to end well for those in power. Here's Steve Bannon.
Over the last 4 days, since Thursday, Holy Thursday, you've had a perfect encapsulation of what this election is about, yes, about the direction of the country. This is a tale of not just two cities, of two Americas.
Yes.
Started on Holy Thursday with President Trump going to the Christian wake for Officer Diller, being invited out there, and went there to comfort the widow and the fatherless infant son. And, of course, that night culminated in just an absolute
fatherless infant son. That's interesting.
Disgrace. On Holy Saturday, the devout, as Charlie Sykes says, the devout Catholic, Joe Biden, the performative Catholic, I might add, traitor Obama, the rapist Clinton, the criminal Biden, $26 million, and media's just going crazy, raised all this money, $26 million, oh, this is incredible, they're going to swamp Trump. Then on Saturday, you had the pro-Palestinian movement again. Protesters go into St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's like they own the place. You know why? Because they think they do own. And then, to top it all off, the Biden regime, they pushed the transgender ideology. And no, Biden and these guys went out of the way. No Christian symbolism at the White House at all over Easter.
Yeah,
right there, the last 4 days in New York City, the greatest city in the world, the global financial capital of the world. In those 4 days, everything you need to know about 2024, it's black or white, up or down vote.
There you go. And it will be. And that's why the Democrats don't give a crap about you. They've got their vote machine going. They've got their slavish media and social media machine. They've got government agencies now with a presidential edict to sign people up to vote. They think they can do it without you. They really do. Oh, this is kind of funny. The White House Spanish language social media account did not mention the Transgender Day of Visibility. That's kind of strange because, you know, everybody should embrace it and everything because it's Easter, you know, and Jesus would have loved the transgender children. Jesus loved the transgender children of the world. Some people have noticed, however, the Spanish language accounts for the White House did not mention. Why do you suppose that is? Is it possible that Team Biden knows this would have been a losing move with Spanish speakers? Well, yeah, kind of like Latinx or Latinx. Are they admitting that Latino voters would have been offended by such language? The White House Spanish language account is not simply a replication of content of its English language page, critics noted. While the Biden administration wished followers on both pages a happy Easter, it was the English language account that was celebrated the Transgender Day of Visibility. You know why? Because that's the account that white liberal Karens who live in cul-de-sacs go to. On La Casa Blanca, I know that, it means the White House. Thank you. The White House commemorated Cesar Chavez. He's a socialist. Today, we remember Cesar Chavez and his notable efforts to bring dignity to the work of agricultural workers in our country. His legacy lives on in the administration's values and its support of social justice and economic equality for organized labor. In English, however, the White House account posted, "Transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. On Transgender Day of Visibility, our administration honors the extraordinary courage of transgender Americans and reaffirms our commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are treated equally." It's just kind of interesting, isn't it? I think it's about appealing to one demo while telling the other demo to bleep off. Is what it is. It's telling Christians, we don't care. We're here to poke you and anger you, and then we're going to go after you when you respond. That's what I think it's kind of about. That's what I think it's kind of about. This is James Carville. Oh, my God. One break. Two James Carvilles. Dear God. This is James Carville admitting the Democrat Party's losing a ton of votes doing stuff like they did this weekend, among a myriad of other idiotic things.
You know, I've been very vocal about this. It's horrifying. Our numbers among younger voters, particularly black, younger blacks, younger Latinos or whatever, but whatever, younger, I don't know, like younger people of color, particularly males. We're not shedding them. They're leaving in the droves.
Yeah, because you are insane, nonsensical, and abusive. So that generally spells time to leave the relationship with Democrats. Let's take a break. RFK Jr. says that Joe Biden is by far a greater threat to our country than Donald Trump. That's coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show. It is the Rob Carson Show on what I am calling the Day of Transgender Taco Visibility. Used to be Taco Tuesday, but it's, that. So if you go out and you go to your favorite watering hole or tequilaria, make sure to remember that it is the Day of Transgender Taco Visibility. And it'll be that way for at least, well, today. Anyway. The Biden Immigration Agency has begun rolling out a third gender option for applicants. Did you know that? So it'll be male, female, and mentally ill, I think, is the thing. You can't say that! Oh, okay, yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. Usually men don't decide to cut their penises off. You know, usually means there's something a little beep-a-beep, you know, whatever. I don't care. Whatever you do. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. Just don't force me to use stupid pronouns out of nowhere and leave the kids alone. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. President Joe Biden and his administration are moving ahead with the making a third gender option available to individuals applying for naturalization. According to the DHS, which is a criminal organization that needs to be disbanded, in my opinion, for opening the southern border, causing mass death and destruction, and attempting to create the Disinformation Governance Board, and effectively using the federal government to censor speech that oppose the government. Other than that, it's a great agency. Anyway, the DHS said that applicants can now identify as X, offered another gender identity for those who choose to be not male or female. Wow. This announcement came on April 1st, but apparently was not meant to be a joke. Hey, right? You're supposed to make the insane seem sane. And that way, the sane looks insane. That's why when you say that, you know, you're born a male or female, or as I used to tell my kids, if you have a pee-pee, you're a boy, and if you have a nina, you're a girl, that's the insane. See, that's what they do. They flip it, so you'll focus on that, this nonsense, and then they, you know, move ahead with their destruction of the country. That's just how they do it. It's a strategy. It's a strategy. The Biden administration said on Monday that its Form N-100 will be the first USCIS form to include the X gender option and is available to applicants effectively. This doesn't clear things up. If you just say other, you could be a non-binary. I don't know what they got so many. There's 63 of them, for God's sake. There's 63 or so genders out there. So how, this is kind of discriminatory to all of those people. The non-binary individuals who filled out the form before April the 1st may request to update their gender, even when mired in woke gender ideology. Bureaucracy is still bureaucracy, it seems. So there you go. Yeah, and then I wonder if they're going to, instead of putting mother, they should put birthing person on there as well. Yeah, this is the insanity of the left. And honestly, stay focused. Stay focused as the founders, because they're trying to distract you. They're trying to make you get all worked up about this over there and this over this, while Simon is robbing the Federal Reserve. As I said, this is, we are living fiction. We are living Die Hard with a Vengeance. All right, so coming up, I do have some amazing audio from Robert Kennedy Jr., and he's got a lot of people very angry at him because he says Joe Biden is clearly the more dangerous man with regard to the future of the country. And then why Americans are going hungry despite a strong economy. Maybe you're being played. All of that is coming up on this edition of The Rob Carson Show. Stick around.
Hey, it's Tony Marino, host of the wildly popular Newsmax Daily podcast, available for free along with Jerry Callahan, Rob Carson, and other great podcasts at newsmax.com/listen or wherever you get podcasts.
All right, hour number two of the Rob Carson Show. The petulant Biden administration ignoring the border and flying illegals by the hundreds of thousands into Florida and Texas. Americans have higher wages, but they can't afford anything, especially homes. And special guest, former CBP Director Mark Morgan, next hour. Don't go anywhere.